107.3 FM.
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place. It starts a-jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. Place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's Place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Shimmy Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's Place.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Still no one in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk, the political activist President Trump has described as a good friend.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Kirk was debating with students on the campus of Utah Valley University when he was hit with a single bullet in the neck. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more on the search for the gunman.
That all-out urgent manhunt for the suspect in what officials are calling the political assassination of Charlie Kirk at that college campus here in Utah. Kirk, the right-wing commentator and fierce ally of President Trump, shot and killed in full view of a crowd of about 3,000 Wednesday.
Police think the gunman had targeted Kirk from at least 100 yards away and fled shortly afterwards. Vice President Vance skipping 9/11 commemorations today to travel to Utah. This is ABC News. NATO calling it the biggest violation of its airspace by Russia since the war in Ukraine began. Russian drones fired into Poland's airspace, shot down by NATO and Polish air defenses. Russia tried to say its drones went off course. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says Europe isn't convinced.
European officials are coming out pretty strongly, condemning this, as you'd expect, but also saying that they believe this was deliberate. I mean, Polish officials saying these were not drones that veered off course, that Russia deliberately put a high number of drones into Polish airspace, and they call it a deliberate provocation.
Qatar's prime minister says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has killed any hope of releasing hostages still held in the Gaza Strip following the attack on Hamas in Doha. Officials say a man dove off a cruise ship docked in Puerto Rico to dodge a $16,000 gambling debt. He was put in cuffs and arrested after being hauled out of the water. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you you like free money? Download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog early, then expect skies to become mostly sunny. It'll be a beautiful September day with a high of 76. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 56. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, a high near 80. Mid-80s by Saturday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. A West Dallas woman faces charges in connection with a crash that killed two Marquette University athletes last week. Online court records show 41-year-old Amandria Brunner was charged Wednesday with two counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle in last Friday's crash. Layoffs announced for a Fox Cities-based airline. Air Wisconsin announces another round of layoffs. According to a notice filed with the Department of Workforce Development, 127 workers at the airline's Greenville headquarters will be laid off, while another 114 at the Milwaukee hub will be let go. Scammers are working harder to keep you from realizing you're being scammed. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says more phone scams are using the same technology used in automated customer service. Always verify who you're talking to and never hand over personal information or banking info over the phone or via text messages.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Allen, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The new Tarrant Park Pool did have good attendance this year, even though it was only open for 6 weeks. Durand Mayor Patrick Melliron says the city was expecting 3,500 people to use the pool, but nearly 3,800 used the pool this year.
We were originally projecting for the time we would be open that it would be about 3,500, and we ended up actually with almost 3,800, which was pretty good. Budget-wise, with the donations that came in, the city does contribute, and we were able to keep that to down a little bit this year, which was good through those contributions.
Meanwhile, 177 attended the swimming lessons this summer. The city spent about $10,000 to help operate the pool this year. The Minnesota Elementary School Principals Association has honored the Wabasha Kellogg Elementary School as the 2025-2026 Minnesota School of Excellence Award. The award is only given to a select group of schools that committed to 1 to 2 years of research and self-reflection to improve their schools. According to MESPA, some of the criteria involved in considering the award included Wabasha Kellogg's mental health support, early childhood education, and community generosity. This is the first time that the district has received the honor. Leaders in the Eau Claire Area School District are considering the consolidation of elementary schools. Superintendent Mike Johnson said that almost a quarter of elementary school seats are currently unoccupied. Among the ideas being considered is consolidation of Flynn and Roosevelt elementary schools, allowing the buildings left empty to be repurposed. State lawmakers want Wisconsin's move-over law expanded to include disabled vehicles on the roadside. AAA Wisconsin Director of Public Affairs Nick Jarmuz says 83% of Wisconsin motorists say that they always move over or slow down when they see the flashing lights of an emergency vehicle, but only 49% say they do that for disabled vehicles. Bill co-author Republican Representative Jim Peresek said the law currently stands, it doesn't protect ordinary motorists. Current state law requires drivers to slow down or move over when approaching a stopped emergency, utility, or highway maintenance vehicle on the side of the road. Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois have all adopted expansions to their move-over laws. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is proposing new fees for animal markets, truckers, and dealers under ATCP 12. The money is used for the department's handling of animal health and traceability and meat safety concerns for consumers. The fees could increase as much as 1,700% for some animal markets. The department says it needs the money to continue the programs, while those opposed say the new fee structure would hurt farmers and consumers and ruin the meat supply chain in the state. Since 2009, the programs have been funded by industry fees and state money, but the department didn't ask for money from the state in the new budget. Public hearings on the proposed fees are today, along with September 16th and 17th in Madison. Comments can be submitted online at the Department of Agriculture website by October 15th. A package of bills introduced by Assembly Republicans would encourage school districts across Wisconsin to consolidate as enrollment numbers decline. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nowiski says consolidating can offer more opportunities for students. Nowiski's bill would offer financial incentives to districts if they voluntarily consolidate. Assembly Republicans introduced a number of educational-focused legislation on the Capitol this week. Other bills introduced include one addressing dual enrollment and another that could create a teacher's bill of rights. Many people will need to get a prescription before getting this year's COVID vaccine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration rescinded a previous order that allowed anyone to get the shot. Agency director and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removed vaccine recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women. Currently, the elderly and those with an existing condition that could cause complications from COVID are eligible for the shot. Everyone else may need to consult their doctor. Depending on your insurance coverage, you may also have to pay out of pocket this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' administration, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, supports vaccination access through several programs covering routine childhood and adult immunizations, as well as the current COVID-19 and flu vaccines. A new report from the Department of Justice says sexual extortion reports are up in Wisconsin. Data shows that the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force received about 400 tips related to sextortion this year. That number is nearly twice the amount of reports received last year. Anyone who believes they've fallen for a sextortion scheme should report it to speakup.wy.gov. Wisconsinites vaccinate more than most other states. A new report from WalletHub compares all 50 states and Washington, D.C. based on the rate of children, teens, adults, and elderly people vaccinated against various diseases. Wisconsin ranks ninth for having the most people vaccinated, with Massachusetts and New Hampshire at the top of the list. Mississippi and Nevada are the least vaccinated. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see. JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
The Green Bay Area Public School District unveiled its first ever Hall of Fame class Tuesday. Eight district alumni were chosen out of 50 nominees for the inaugural class. Among honored, Earl Curley Lambeau, the founder of the Packers, who graduated from Green Bay East High School in 1917. Superintendent Vicki Baker says she hopes students are inspired by the Hall of Fame. An induction ceremony takes place October 11th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Minnesota Twins dropped their rubber match against the Los Angeles Angels 4-3 in Anaheim yesterday. The game was tied in the bottom of the eighth before Cole Sands allowed a go-ahead sacrifice fly to Mike Trout. Sands was charged with his fourth loss in relief, while Byron Buxton and James Oatman both homered in the losing effort. The Twins will host the Diamondbacks tomorrow night. J.J. McCarthy's NFL career is off to an outstanding start. The Viking quarterback was named NFC Offensive Player of the Week yesterday. McCarthy threw two touchdowns and ran for another score during a 21-point fourth quarter in Minnesota's 27-24 win over the Bears Monday. He became the first Vikings player to win a Player of the Week award in his NFL debut since Blair Walsh did it in 2012. McCarthy will lead the Vikings against the Falcons on Sunday. Kirill Kasparov is playing hard to get. Hockey insider Frank Cervalli is reporting that the Minnesota Wild superstar turned down an 8-year contract extension worth $128 million earlier this week. The deal would have made Kasparov the highest-paid player in NHL history, both on average annual value and total contract value. The 28-year-old scored 25 goals and netted 31 assists in 41 games last season. The Minnesota Lynx wrap up their regular season with a game against Golden State at the Target Center tonight. The Lynx are coming off an 83-72 loss to the Indiana Fever on Tuesday, but they have clinched the number one seed in the WNBA playoffs with a 33-10 record. Tonight's game starts at 7 o'clock.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Big year. I'm starting middle school.
Welcome to the jungle, Missy.
Best part? My parents promised me a new laptop.
Perfect for homework, essays, and drudgery.
So we went to Staples. They had all the latest tech, and laptops were up to 40% off.
Woo! Another back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button.
Mom high-fived the cashier. So embarrassing.
Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ends 9/13. Select models only.
Week two of the NFL season kicks off tonight at Lambeau Field as the Packers host the Washington Commanders. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers played an outstanding defensive game in the season opener over the Lions, and Coach Matt LaFleur says they'll have to do it again tonight.
They got a ton of weapons with McLaurin, Debo, Zach Ertz, obviously Jaden Daniels. There's nothing he can't do. So then you got guys like Eckler, and I mean, they just got a lot of players that they can get the ball to, so it's going to be a great challenge for our defense.
LaFleur and the Packers pass rush against Jaden Daniels.
You got to be super disciplined in your approach, because if you give him an edge or give him a gap up front, he can take off. And I mean, there's too much evidence over the course of all the last season, and then obviously one game this year, of just him beating people with his legs.
Packers will be without Brenton Cox Jr. and Bo Melton because of injuries tonight. Aaron Banks, Nate Hobbs, Zach Tom, Micah Parsons, and Zane Anderson are all questionable. More NFL news. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy expected to sit a week or more dealing with toe and shoulder injuries. Backup quarterback Mac Jones will start against the Saints on Sunday. Football Badgers get one more day of work in today before heading to Tuscaloosa to face 19th-ranked Alabama. The Badgers are looking to beat a ranked opponent on the road for the first time since 2018. The Badgers falling 42-10 to Bama last season, but quarterback Danny O'Neill thinks Wisconsin can get it done this year.
Yeah, if we go down there and we do our thing, if we play a full four quarters of smash mouth football, I'm really excited to see what we'll be able to do. And I know that, you know, maybe there is some extra motivation this week just because of, you know, how the game did go last year, that the guys are going to come out swinging, and I know that we're going to fight our hardest. And
Brewers were swept in a series for just the second time this season, dropping all three to the Rangers in Arlington. They fell 6-3 yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Forecast for today, partly sunny. We'll have that dense fog here early this morning. Highs, upper 70s. East winds at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs low 80s. Saturday, partly sunny, highs upper 80s. Currently across the region, we do have that fog. Please drive with extra caution this morning. Pepin, Wabasha, and Nelson at 58. O'Galley, 57. Lake City and Plum City, 56. Mondovi, 53. Here at WRDN, we have 57 with Gary Allen and Watching Airplanes. It's 7:23.
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck, looking up at a caramel-colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights get bright? Trying to figure fence is too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly, trying to figure out which one you might be on and why you don't love me anymore. By now I know you're 30,000 feet above me, but a million miles away, a million miles away. By now I know I'd act like you don't love me. But I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over. There's only two ways
tracks through this town, and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna cry, but I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. In a honky-tonk, said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. Yeah. I was gonna get a good night's sleep. And then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old flame calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. Song came on, I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on. No, I wasn't gonna drink. Yeah, a country song came on.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Bryan, country song came on 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning and happy Thursday. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call 715-672-8989 or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, next hour at about 8:45 or so, we'll have Drain Mayor Patrick Milliron in. Talk about the city council meeting from last night. So we'll again do that about 8:45 or so. During the about 9:15, Deb Fisher in with Laura Days. Yep, Laura Days this weekend in Pepin. And so we're going to talk with Deb about that here coming up during the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, today is Patriot Day, remembrance of the attacks of 9/11. And for many, of course, you remember exactly where you were or what you were doing on this date in 2001 with the 9/11 attacks. And I know exactly what I was doing. I was on air at WTMB in Tacoma. Myself and Mike Burns-Gilbert, we were on when engineer Randy, one of our colleagues, texted me and said, hey, there's been a really bad plane crash in New York. And so, okay, so we kind of found out a little bit about that. And then there was the next one. And then shortly after that one, I got to go on the air and make a special announcement that all of the airspace in the United States was closed due to the 9/11 attacks. That was kind of a scary day or days, to say the least. I also remember that day on 9/11 as well, obviously in Tomah. Fort McCoy is just down the road between Tomah and Sparta. And then just between Tomah and Mauston is Volk Field in Camp Douglas. National Guard air base. And in fact, they could use it as an emergency landing strip. Back in the day, it was an emergency landing spot for the space shuttle. Just if for some reason that was the only place they could go, they could land over at Volk Field. And kind of went outside to take a break from all of the stuff being on air and the whole bit. And I looked up and I saw two fighter jets flying a big circle around both Volk Field and Fort McCoy. They're flying this one big circle. And then they actually ended up having to bring someone down, so to speak. Someone in Tomah on that day, they didn't know, and Tomah has a municipal airport, and they did not check in before they left. They just took off. That wasn't a very good idea. They suddenly were surrounded by those two fighter jets, and they basically were told, you will land at Volk Field immediately, or we're taking you out. And the plane had to be confiscated for a week or so, the whole deal. It was definitely a scary days. Weeks as well, but today 9/11 Remembrance Day and Patriot Day, they call it. For some folks, what they do is they'll volunteer to do something today in remembrance of 9/11. So if you have a chance, if you're able to do that, please do so. That's a great way to remember the events of 9/11. We do have a whole bunch of fog in the area. Please drive with extra caution, and it's going to warm up. And we'll have details with our weather forecast here coming up.
Hi, I'm Tracy Fairweather.
And I'm Carrie Scott. With Thrivent, we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others.
Faith is what fuels us. Does it fuel you too? Contact us at 715-672-5458.
That's 715-672-5458.
Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule an appointment today.
O'Galley Cheese would like to give a huge shout out to all the athletes in the local WRDN listening area for their dedication and hard work in school and sports. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of a community that supports their sports teams. O'Galley Cheese hopes all teams have a great season. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week, located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Forecast for today, dense fog advisory in effect until 11. We'll have partly sunny conditions by this afternoon. Highs upper 70s, east winds at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 80s. Saturday, partly sunny, highs upper 80s. Currently across the region, we do have areas of fog. Drive with extra caution. Plum City and Wabasha and Nelson, 58. O'Galley, 57. Pepin and Lake City, 56. Mondovi, 53. Here at WRDN, fog 57 with Susie Bogus. And drive south, it's 7:39.
Baby, it's our turn.
Broken halos, folded wings.
is in Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Street where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops. Roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn. Testifying from the bone in the cut till the day that I'm dust. I'ma stay country or die trying. I don't do much thinking about time in a pine box. Sure as hell ain't scared to go. I'm a hard-headed, God-fearing man from the boondocks. Chisel those words on my cobble headstone. And
up on a shelf. Ooh. Daddy prayed for rain, mama prayed for me to stay out of hell. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn. Where the magnolias bloom, there's a lamp on the lawn, where your buddy and your boat both got the name John. In God we trust, Detroit we rust, redneck letter testifying.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Blake Shelton, Stay Country or Die Trying. 7:52, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, high school football Friday night, Durand, Arkansas, hosting Neillsville. Granton will have that game for you tomorrow night with the pregame at about 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock here on WRDN. We'll also have it on our streaming audio service at our website at realcountry1430.com. We'll have a video stream because we're at home. And so we'll have it on our video streaming page of our website, the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel, and also NTEC Channel 99. Coming up tonight is the week two of the NFL season. The Packers hosting the Commanders. Oh, this is going to be a good game. Both teams are 1-0. After the Packers' stomping of the Detroit Kitty Cats, Detroit Lions. Commanders 1-0 after beating the Giants 2. This is going to be a huge game tonight. It's going to be probably pretty crazy at Lambeau Field tonight. Should be a good one. Let's hope the Packer defense is just as exciting in a good way. In other words, we're sacking their quarterback, not they're throwing 50-yard bombs. Let's hope the Packer defense is just as good this week as they were last week.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid
directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, sway into the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot of you can step on it. We'll find a boat. Just now seen that smile, and I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right, but don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot of you can step on it. We'll find a boat, we can dance.
From dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks. But it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right, no need to talk. I know what you want and what you like, 'cause I do too. Yeah, I love how you leave on the lights. Not a thing between you and me, and it feels so good.